Welcome to Shomar Shav and the Daf Shkis Panzer Luinish Panzer Harbi Yakoshom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding him with God on Daf Chavov. The Gemara in the Daf says, Omar Avuna, Roy Sevetur Shenikra. One who sees the Sevetur is being torn. Or like a different gear that we have over here, Roy Sevetur Shenistraf. He sees a Sevetur which is being burned. So the din is, Chayav Likroya Shtekriyas. He has to tear twice. Achas Alagvil, Vachad Alaktav. One for the actual, for the parchment, for the cloth. And one for the letters that connected the letters, he has to do another kriya. The Shla in the Torah's Adam speaks in length about the Gdushas Ha'isirs. And he goes on to say that the letters that we have, he brings the name of the Pardis reminding the Ramak, that the idea of the letters, every letter has a Sheirish El Yoin Ruchni. It comes from a very, very high place. The Chavbeis Oisiris of the Torah is brought down in the Sefer Yetzirah, which is Miyuchos to Avraham Avinu. That's with the letters that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the 22 letters of the Torah. So these 22 letters is not only the way we see them physically in the world, but they have a Shoyrish Ruchni, which comes from a very, very high place. And he goes on in length to say where the Oisiris come from, how they connect to. But with that, says the Shlom, when Moshe Rabbeinu is taking the Luchos, and he sees Am Yisrael doing Chet HaEgel, what happens? The letters are going up to Shemayim. The Parcho HaYisiris, what does it mean? What is the idea that the letters go up to Shemayim? It's referring to this big Inyan, that the letters of the Torah are a Ruchnidik, very high thing coming from above. And Mimele, that's what gives the Chiyus to the Luchos. The Luchos is the physical item that holds that unbelievable ruchnis that are serious to come down to the world. When the ruchnis goes away, it's like the seers leave it, means the koyach of the ruchni of the seers leave it. In the luchos, everything is coming from Shemayim. There the letters represent the letters that come, the higher levels. And that letter is kulei ruchni. And when the Am Yisrael are now roy to get the Torah, that ruchni dig, which is in the luchos, leaves, it goes up to Shemayim. Says the Shla, when you're talking about a Sefer Torah, you have to do two kriyas. One is connected to Ksav, one is connected to the Gvil. Says that the Shla really refers to the two pieces of the Ksav. There's the Ksav, the way it appears to us, just a letter, there's a ink which is on the parchment, it's part of the parchment. And then there's the Ruchni part of the seers that goes above the Kodex at the highest levels. And the Shlok continues and explains that the oisiyos that we have, that's the gashras, the physical element of the guf, of the oisiyos in this world. But what comes from a higher level, that is the ruchnidik part of that letter. Says the Shlok, that's really the concept that connects, that corresponds to Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. So Torah Shebichtav is a ruchni in a very high place, and he merely needs letters to be dressed into. But Torah Shebaalpeh, the Torah that we have with us, says the Shlo, doesn't need any levush, because that itself is a levush. And the Chor was referring to is, the Torah Shebichtav is the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the only way for us to really connect it is to have letters, to be able to reach it. Torah Shebaalpeh comes from human beings. So we are the goof, we are the ones that are holding that Torah. That doesn't need another levush, except the fact that's within us. So the Shlo, these are the two kriyas that we do in a Sefer Torah Shenistraf. One connected the higher ruchnidik part of the letters, and one connected the physical part that's here on the Sefer Torah. And this is really a continuation of our previous shir on the previous daf, where the Gemara said there that a person who is by an itzias neshama, he needs to do kriya the same way you do kriya on a Sefer Torah Shenistraf. Because the Adam Yisrael, his neshama is from a very high place, and his guf is the physical containment of that neshama. The same way as the Shlo says, the oisiyos that we have here are the physical containment of the ruchnidik part of the oisiyos. The ruchnidik part that goes up to Shemayim, that with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.